But I knew the words of honey do. Miracles and signs and wonders aren't enough for me to prove to you. Don't you know I've always loved you? Even before there was time. Though you turn away, I tell you still. Don't you know I've always loved you? And I always will.
So a friend of mine told me about this meeting tonight about the pool, and I went there and met a few people and listened to what people had to say. I had the intent of recording the show because I thought that people really need to hear what goes on at these kind of meetings, even though this would be the first of this kind of meeting that I've ever gone to. You see, I don't believe that this whole voting thing, putting people in charge to make these crazy decisions, in my eyes, for everybody, is something that I support, and I probably shouldn't be saying this, but I'm gonna anyways, because that's where I stand, and I see it firsthand, where now we've got this communications venue. We've got a bunch of people talking to other people. The first party elected the second party. The first party gets 2 minutes to say their mind and, you know, speak from the gut or prepared statement. 2 minutes. And this, what we call an elected board, gets to do a retort. They rehearse. They impromptu. They don't answer the questions. It's all about communications. They don't have to answer. The venue has it all locked in. It's all about sound bites. You need to listen to this stuff. As I sat there trying to edit it out, I came across different clips of different people talking. You could hear it in their voices. If you go ahead and listen, just keep listening, you'll hear the pain. You'll hear their desires. And you'll hear some other stuff that I'm not sure where it comes from. But you'll hear it if you want to. The song that I loaded, came in with, was all about love and how to deal with love. And when we deal with communications with people, we need to deal with love. And we need to start speaking the truth. I heard a lot of people say true things in there. I'm not too sure how much truth is in there. You know what the truth that I found in there was? The pool at the park has a crack. The pool in town is fine. They have a new paper in town that says the pool in town is not fine. They have to obey the piece of paper. The pool in the park would cost up to $100,000 to fix. But since they're contractually obligated, you know, the corporate city of Fredericksburg, with this other park, I'm not too sure if they own it or somebody else owns it, but now they have to fix it. So instead of fixing it for up to $100,000, they're going to spend $5 million. It's not $3.5 million. Listen to the file. Listen to it. He'll explain to you how $3.5 million is really $5 million. I don't want to do a big editorial on this. This is actually a lot more than I had imagined I was going to talk to you. But I think it's important because you may not listen to all these people. And oh my God, just listen to them. Sit and stop. It's important we hear them. It's important that you be heard. Not at the council meeting. To your friends. To everybody around you. Just stop. Listen to people. You don't have to listen to me. Anyways, I'm Steve O'Brien, and I'm the rabbit. And I'll tell you what, love you guys. Here goes.
My name is Bain Williams. I don't live in the city. I live in the county. And I just don't think this is the right time to be doing what y'all are trying to do.
My name is Jerry Farley. I live in the city. This weekend, I went around collecting signatures. You know, I got about 100 of them. But I talked to a lot of people, and they seemed overwhelmingly to want it in the town somewhere. Uh-huh. So I just thought I'd pass that on.
Thank you. Russ Runs, I live in the city limits, against the bond. I would prefer that you go ahead and repair the existing bond out of the park and increase the rates that you're charging for the park and consider maybe some memberships for the pool, i.e. for the city and i.e. the county. There would be a difference in the rates between the two. Thank you.
My name is Sonia Rivera, and I live in the city, and I'm opposed to the bond, and I think that if you really want to pursue the pool issue the way you're talking about, then I think it should be taken to a vote of the citizens. Thank you.
My name is Mark Harmon, and I am opposed to the spending of the pool. I would like to further add that of all the signatures that I acquired on the petition, the biggest heartburn is the location. The soccer moms and soccer dads that I spoke to are big time against the location. And so I think that's valuable information for you guys to carry forward.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Thomas Sager. And I have gathered the sufficient amount of signatures at this point for the certificates of obligation. However, that seems to be needed at this point based on the way you're going. But I just wanted to let you know that we do have that. And that I want to reaffirm what the other gentleman has said, is that the general feeling of the public out there seems to be that, number one, they don't want to spend this amount of money, mm-hmm. that we don't need an aquatic park, that we would rather have a pool, and certainly the location is at the top of the list. They do not seem to want to give up town pool. I understand and have been through all these meetings with you, Tom, and I think you're grinning at this and laughing about it, but I just got to tell you what your citizens are actually saying. And that we're getting out. Now, you may be getting something different. I don't know. But I do have that to back up with the petition. Thank you very much.
I'm Steve O'Brien. I'm from the county. And I'm here because I'm curious as to how and why you guys decided to spend this much money or try to spend this much money. It seems a little crazy to be building a new pool at this time. And how did you guys come about the place where you're spending 3.5 or whatever without talking to everybody else? Mm-hmm. You think that is the heart of what we're doing here tonight? So I just wanted to say that while I look each one of you guys in the eye, and seriously, think about this. This is all our money. You know, we're all hurting out here. And what are you doing? Thanks.
My name is Scott Jones, and I'm an assistant. I just want to echo, gentlemen, first of all, I just want to say thank you to the council for having this meeting tonight. I believe that it's a step forward in the communication with the community at large. I want to second the motion of Mr. Sagner, Mr. Harmon, the concerns in the community that I hear in my restaurant on a daily basis. And I'm fortunate to have a large constituency of the elderly who come in and eat at my restaurant, and they talk to me on a regular basis about their concerns and their fears. And they are unanimous, at least in my restaurant, in my circle, they are unanimous that this decision needs to be rethought. And perhaps there may be another option, another way that this can be handled that was not going to directly affect us in such a down economy. So, gentlemen, thank you for your time, and I appreciate your understanding.
My name is Gerald Spencer. I'd like to say good evening, and thank you for the opportunity to speak to this body. I am opposed to the bond. The reason I am opposed is because I don't believe it's fiscally responsible to do that at this time. In better times, possibly yes. And I'd like to see the vote. I'd like to see what the rest of your constituency want. And
I've been forced to retire in 2009, and my wife and I are on limited budgets, and to see our taxes go up and not take part in the swimming pool, I just don't think it's right. And thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Jean Millery, and I live out in the county, not in the city. And I'm here tonight to try to understand what the city is really trying to do to help our city grow. And by putting $3.2 million into a swimming pool, which is my understanding is only going to be open 100 days out of 365, is not going to generate income for this community in any way. Is going to put a deficit on those who can't afford it. Our gasoline prices are going up, which means how do you expect the people to be able to go to work and then spend money to go outside of their little city limits, to go out to Lady Bird Park? Now, it's my understanding, if the park wasn't doing well before with the swimming pool, why are you trying to do it again in that same location? If you're going to bring it into the city, it's going to cost more money, but make it in a building that they can use 365 a year, 365 days a year, where you can have your aquatic center there for the swimmers, for the school, so they can have swim teams. You're doing something for the community there. But from what I see, you're spending money that could go other places for this community that's really hurting. With all the stores closing down on Main Street, our visitors won't come anymore. So going out there isn't going to help our community. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Kyle Peterman. I live in Tandon also. I've got four kids. We would love a pool. But we like the pool in town. My kids can get there themselves without having to call me at work to drive them out somewhere, or the expense of whatever it's going to take to get them out there. We'd like a pool also, but not a water park. We'd like to have a pool that the kids can go to. The cost also, the nicer the pool, if it's like a water park, the expense of my kids to go there is going to be very expensive each time they go. It's nice having the $1 fee to go swimming. $3 to $6 is a little bit too outrageous, especially if you have multiple kids. So those are my concerns. We'd like a pool, but not in that location, and not with that kind of expense. Thank you.
Thank you. Detmer?
Hi,
I'm John Detmer. I believe I heard at a previous meeting on this subject that the city's contractually obligated to replace the Lady Bird Johnson pool when it falls into disrepair with another water feature. I hope I have that right, but if that's true, then we're it seems to be locked into replacing that pool in that location anyhow. And if I'm not, I'd like a correction. I get the feeling that some of the basic information surrounding the choices for this aquatic center have not been disseminated throughout the community. It seems that if the town pool is built, we will have to build two pools, one in the park and one in town, at an even greater expense. $3.2 million is a lot of money. If it could be done for less, I think that would be good. But I think from what I've heard and from what I understand, the location Lady Bird is the most efficient location for rebuilding the pool and for a single pool. And the only, the biggest issue I have at this point is with the design of that pool and what the water features of it are going to be and would they be sufficient and adequate for our present and future needs. Thank you.
Thank you, Justin. Thanks. Would anyone else like to address the council?
Yeah, let me start it out.
And I appreciate the new faces in the audience. If you haven't come before, thank you for being here, and thank you for telling us what's on your mind. This has been a 4-month-plus journey after probably 40 or 50 years of pool usage in this community. I think everybody that I've talked to and heard from on both sides of the extreme seem to violently agree that we want a pool solution. I think that's common to this room here tonight even. I've heard that some folks want to have more lanes, not less. So the last members want eight lanes, not three, not four, not six, but eight. Some of you learn how to swim here in town, and don't take this the wrong way, but nostalgically remember kids learning how to swim and biking to the pool. But other data points tell me that very few kids actually do bike, and depending on where you put it in town, only a few parents would actually send their children with this traffic in town on their bike to the pool. So that's an observation, not necessarily a statement. A subset, I think, believe that we should cooperate with the hospital and or the school district to build an indoor facility and have 365 operation for wellness, for swimming, and whatever. And that's a whole other dollar amount that we're talking about there in terms of an operation of an indoor swim facility. So to me, on council today, I think that's a non-starter for me personally in terms of what we can afford to do and operate. I heard tonight and throughout the last few weeks several opinions, I think, that can be summarized the following way. Thou shalt not raise taxes ever to pay for infrastructure. I think that's a theme that I have heard tonight, especially in hard times. Thou shalt not abandon how things used to be. Thou shalt not make decisions in less than a year without complete vetting of the voters. Thou shalt not trust consultants to tell us what works elsewhere, no matter how experienced they might be. And thou shalt not make informed decisions using council's best judgment, because we the people want to weigh in. I want to reinforce the following. I think this council has done, and the city staff has done, what we can.
James.
This council has done, I think, a pretty good job of holding our consultants accountable. And they have not finished with the design, much to the belief of some people in this community. It's still not done. It still is being improved. And I think we need further input to expand it in terms of space and picnic areas and green areas and accommodate swim meets if we can. Separating out the kiddie pool, another important discussion in those meetings that some of you may have missed before. It was initially included into the larger leisure pool. I think current designs look to split it out and have a separate kiddie pool.
Are you limited to 2 minutes just like we were?
No.
Absolutely not. Why not?
No, sure, okay.
Pretend, let's.
Yeah, okay.
Go on, Mayor, please.
Come on.
Thank you.
I'm almost done, sir.
Good.
It took me longer than 2 minutes to read your ad, so if you indulge me, I'd appreciate it.
Follow your notes.
Consultants have been conservative in their estimates, 3.2, and we all know that construction costs are going up. So the longer we wait on rebuilding whatever we do, the more those prices will go up. I believe that the $13 per household is a reasonable amount to expend in terms of increased taxes to rebuild infrastructure that we've had for 100 years. Two pools.
No.
And if you disagree, that's great. I'm just stating what, so you know what this council person thinks. And that's an ask that all voters have. I'm just about finished, sir. I know you're impatient, but I will try to hurry. In terms of sound bites, I don't think it helps any of us, no matter how your political makeup or your opinion is, to propagate sound bites in the press, in ads, as part of your campaign for whatever office you're running for. Bus transportation, you know, the issue with Lady Bird is, well, gosh, how do kids get there? Well, we're not looking to be in the bus business. I think the council is clear, but surely we would look to outsource that somehow, some way, to make it cost effective.
Yeah.
The flip side of busing cost is that if you operate a pool in town, you have $50,000 of operating expenses to run a second pool. So surely we can do a busing service for our kids that want to go out to Lady Bird and can't get there on their own more cost effectively. We touched on the riding bikes to the pool. I certainly wouldn't send my kids on a bike.
for a mile or two to get to the town pool, I was going to do it. The HEB side, same thing. If you drove by there this weekend with lots of folks from out of town, it just doesn't. To me, it doesn't look safe to have kids riding bikes. Existing land by the city, we've rehashed it a number of times. It would be nice to have an in-town closer location. I agree with you. But there is no land that we own today that can cost-effectively be built out to accommodate a footprint of that size. So it's just not feasible. And that town pool site today is 0.667 acres. Would you put a backyard pool on that? Maybe. But a community pool? Not to me. Cost of admission. I think it's wonderful that we've had a dollar admission for so long, but I think it's unrealistic, shall we say, to expect a dollar admission for any park, for any pool, anywhere. The state of disrepair we've had, I think a dollar was a fair price for what you got, but I don't think a dollar is a realistic price for a pool going forward. Last point, that this pool is going to cost us, or this proposed pool will cost us $5 million over time. When you buy a house or a car, and you look at what you pay, the retail price for that house, and then you pay over time, you pay almost twice. Same thing here. You know, borrowing money or using our cash is not a bad thing. That's my statement.
What's the housing as well?
I look around the room tonight, and I see an awful lot of brand new faces at this meeting, which is wonderful. But I guess my question is, where have you folks been for the last 2.5 or 3 months while we've been working on
this? I answered that question
in the paper. Every week, it's been all over the news.
Yes, sir. My mother almost passed away in November, and that's fine, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When I'm finished, you may get up to the podium and you may address this council, but otherwise, you sit down.
But you asked the question.
Okay? Now, we have tried our best to bring this issue out to the public on many, many different occasions. And now a petition comes around that's got all of you scared to death that your taxes are going to go up. If you're 65 years of age or older, your taxes are frozen, and this is going to make one difference to you out of your pocket. So thank you for coming. But let's remember that this has been a long process up to this very moment, and there are an awful lot of people in this room that have not taken the time to come out and tell us what they think until tonight. Tom, Mayor?
Well, those of you that have been here all along know that originally I was in favor of the town pool. We had meetings, talked about the town pool, things like that. I wanted a town pool. But I also wanted a park pool. But we can't afford both. The site for the town pool is not big enough to accommodate all the people that want to swim. It just won't. So we decided that maybe we'll try to find a larger location in town. That's when the mayor came up with the idea of doing the pool at Old Bear Park. We could have pigeonholed that in there. It might have worked, but it would have been costly even more because we had to relocate a soccer field. We'd have to build a parking lot. I walked that side. I just didn't like the way it looked there. It just felt too cramped. It didn't fit with the area. I wasn't happy with it. So we decided that we would go ahead and move it out to the park. Go ahead and rebuild the park. It is a park. There's so many, it's just one of the many aspects of that facility out there. The golf course, the tennis courts, the nature trail, RV park, rose garden. That's why we call it a park. Kids get out there. I was told by lifeguards that the day we closed down the town park pool, that those kids, the same kids were out there. Town park pool, we're out later, so they'll get out there. But I'm in favor of going ahead and running the shuttle and trying it for a year. Whether we pick them up at the old town pool, or maybe at Market Plots, or Boys and Girls Club, but trying to get them out there. I'm cognizant of that idea that some of the kids maybe not be able to get out. We're going to try that first. So, you know, I've talked to a lot of people who are happy with our decision. I know there's a lot of people out there that you talk to that aren't. But I've talked to a lot of people that are happy with our decision. They're going to have to build a nice facility out of Ladybird Johnson Park. It's going to be a very nice facility, and it's going to draw even more and more people than the old dilapidated pool we have out there now. So, I'd say, let's go ahead and let's put this on the election, and let's let the people decide. And that's, I think that's what everybody out there wants. And that's what we want too. And then at that point, we'll see. We'll see if the city wants the pool. Or whether or not they want to keep slapping paint and plaster on the old pool. And we'll make that decision. We'll let the people make it. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the design. We looked at a couple things. We're not done with the design. We're still fine-tuning it. We have done due diligence. This council, to a man up here, has always been cognizant of our taxes. The last 2 years, we've adopted the effective tax rate. We pay very much attention to that. Now, your valuations of homes have gone up, but your tax rate has gone down. I lived in a community where my house devalued every year, so I know the difference between living in Fredericksburg and somewhere else. So, your taxes have gone down as your valuations have gone up. I don't have a problem with that. I don't apologize for a wonderful community where we pick up the brush, we put it down the street, you rake your leaves out there, we come by and we vacuum them up. The city street sweeper runs by at night and makes all the streets nice and clean. We have a wonderful, proactive community here, and this is one decision that we're making. We're replacing 2 40-plus-year-old pools with a nice facility for the children of this community. Thank you.
Tonight's special meeting has been called to discuss the future of the public pool in Fredericksburg. The council will be voting on whether to call an election this May for the issuing of $3.2 million in bonds to pay for the construction of a new family aquatic center at Lady Bird Johnson Municipal Park. Should the council pass this motion for a bond election, Fredericksburg citizens will be able to vote this May as to whether or not they want the city to proceed with this pool project. It should be noted that citizens over 65 have their taxes frozen and will see no increase in their taxes by the issuing of these bonds. It should also further be noted that these bonds will affect only residents and taxpayers in the city of Fredericksburg. I would also like to make clear that this election, should it take place, will decide whether or not Fredericksburg will have a new pool built at Lady Bird in time for the 2012 summer swim season. Should the citizens in Fredericksburg decide not to pass the funding for this pool, then the remaining option will be extensive and expensive repairs to the current old Lady Bird Park pool. These initial repairs, which may well exceed $100,000, will then affect the 2011-2012 budget and tax rate. Further renovation to the current facility to meet code and compliance standards could easily reach $500,000 in the next few years, adding to the tax rate once again. In regard to other pool options, the town pool has been closed and will not be repaired or reopened. Instead, the property will be sold as a city asset. The site at Old Fair Park has been discussed and rejected due to cost, size limitations, and sports field relocation issues. It should be noted that any new pool project, regardless of location or size, will cost the taxpayers money. Should that be a pool for $1.6 million, $2 million, or $3.2 million, they all require the issuing of bonds, which must be repaid with interest. Therefore, the matter before the voters will be what kind of pool will be at Lady Bird Park. Either a new modern pool to be paid for with voter-approved bond money, or the continued operation of the current 40-year-old facility, which is in need of major repair and renovation. The only pool that will cost the citizens no tax money is no pool at all. Right, your motion.
I move that we adopt the ordinance as presented.
Second. Motion and a second. to adopt the measure as outlined on the bond sheet. I would like to call to have a record vote on this. Mr. Kirk Sharper?
Yes.
Mr. Pearson?
Yes.
Mr. McQuithy?
Yes.
Mr. Dooley?
Yes.
And I vote yes. The motion passes 5-0. Item number 3 is to discuss and consider the pool project. Mr. Hatcher, thank you for joining us today.